Jock, congratulations on your second place, but it's always a difficult one finishing runner-up, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, it was a great weekend. My horse was awesome in all three phases, and you know, to come out and jump clear on the last day after a tough cross-country is always something that's nice as well. So, you know, I don't think I was going to beat Andrew no matter what I did yesterday. He was too fast, and, you know, he's very, very good, him and Avery together, and very quick between the lines. And, you know, it just that problem I had in the Trout Hatchery, I was not going to make it back without you know, doing something stupid. So, you know, second place was all I deserved this year.
I suppose you can just pinpoint it down to that one moment, the fine margins between coming first and second, just in that sort of fraction of a second, I suppose.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the sport, and you know, you have to make choices in the moment, and you know, I just have to live with that. And it could have been that I might have just threw him in front of the fence and see what happened, and I might have fell off, or might have had a run out, and I'm not here at all today. So, you know, I'm very happy with this. This is a great comeback for me to get back to this event this year. I didn't think I was going to be getting back to any event, so it's nice to get back here and get a place.
Has it been weird on the final day, sort of going into the show jumping arena, all the prize giving? Is it sort of takes you back 12 months ago?
Oh, no, not really. I mean, it's just another competition. It's Burley, so it's special, but you know, it's something that you get used to doing.
And a word on the winner, because three successive, you know, wins, I suppose, and you know, win it once is impressive enough.
Yeah, it is, and it, you know, this is any four stars a tough competition to win. So to do Burley three times is amazing, and on the same horses, you know, it's just incredible. It's a testament to both of them, and it's really good for our sport.
And your horse then, so plans sort of holiday for him, but what are your big plans with him?
Well, I'd take it one competition at a time with him. He's getting older now. He's 16 years old, and you know, I think it's important with a horse so great like this, you retire him a day early rather than a day late. So I'll let him tell me, and we'll give him a break and bring him back to work, and if he feels good, we'll take him around, and maybe can look at doing Kentucky or something next year. But you know, if he doesn't feel up to it, then we won't do it.
Kentucky rather than badminton?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just a competition that I love, and I'd like to get back there, and you know, he really enjoys it, so I might have a couple of the younger horses for badminton next year.
So all to look forward to, and I'm sure you're looking forward to just heading home after what's been a rather intense month or so.
Yeah, and no, it'd be good to get back to some normal living for a while. It's been a bit wild. The whole year's been a bit wild, actually, yeah. But I think things should start to settle down now.
And you're looking forward to, I suppose, like the turn of the year and everything, putting everything sort of behind you in distance and months and people's time and in forefront of people's minds.
Yeah, you know, it's... You know, it's the year's starting to look up a little bit, so, you know, I don't want to finish it too early. I've still got a few big competitions, but yeah, I'll be looking forward to a holiday.
I bet you will. Thanks very much.
Cheers.